Chapter 1.
Your time to shine, map reader. Where to?
The bus's engine rumbled underneath Claire's feet. Doran sat in the driver's seat next to her. He smiled, his dark eyes warm. Behind them, the Evandale Research Center's metal fence rattled in the chill morning air, and ahead, hundreds of kilometers of road separated them from Winterbourne Hall. Claire held the map tightly, tracing the edges of the worn pages. We're about 3 days from Winterbourne, barring any unforeseen delays.
Will we be following the path we arrived on?
Only for a few minutes. After then, we'll be on new terrain. Claire could visualize the path in her mind. It will mean going through the mountains, but it will save us at least 2 days of driving. Forests cloaked the narrow dirt road ahead of them. Mist coiled along the ground, weaving through the exposed roots and playing tricks on Claire's eyes. Hollow ones were likely waiting in the trees, watching. As Doran put the bus into gear and eased them forward, doubts crowded Claire. Maybe we really should have stayed in Evandale. Maybe we could have made it work. She swallowed and refocused on the road ahead. They had a purpose. Save Winterbourne, if that was possible. Behind them, the Evandale researchers were doing everything they could to reverse the effects of the Thanites and destroy the Hollow Ones. If that turned out to be impossible, humanity would need safe locations to consolidate and survive. And Claire didn't know of a location more defensible than Winterbourne. They just had to get there. And that meant going through the mountains, which Claire wasn't looking forward to.
The last time I saw Beth, she was traveling towards the mountains.
Claire blinked furiously to clear her mind. Her final moments with her sister had been traumatic. Beth, corrupted and ravenous, had nearly killed Doran. She would have if Claire hadn't intervened. Claire still had scratches on her throat from that final encounter. She glanced at Doran. Like her, he was developing a map of scars across his body. The latest set ran across his arms and shoulders. He'd earned them while saving Neil, Evandale's doctor, from a swarm of the monsters, and the following hours had been so tense that he'd never bothered to bandage them. They had already scabbed over. Soon, even those red marks would begin to fade, a gift from the Thanites, almost as though they were apologizing for the destruction they had wrought on the rest of humanity. Claire was surprised to realize Doran seemed happy. The emotion stayed reserved, but something bright sparkled in his eyes, and the corners of his mouth had lifted a fraction. Finding the good mood infectious, Claire couldn't suppress a smile of her own.
What are you thinking about?
Oh.
He chuckled, his dark eyes crinkling as he met her gaze.
I can't hide anything from you, can I?
No better than I can hide things from you. Doran turned the wheel, carrying them out of the forest and through the small town of Evandale.
It isn't much, just that they didn't think I was strange.
The Evandale research team?
Yes.
Twisted figures moved through open doorways and broken windows, but they didn't seem to bother Doran as he drove deftly through the town.
I never told them about my family or my upbringing, and they didn't guess. They didn't guess.
He repeated that last phrase as though still coming to terms with it. Claire's heart ached. After all this time, he still thought he wouldn't belong in the regular world. She reached over to take his hand. He let it drop from the wheel so that he could hold hers, their arms resting in the space between their seats as they passed beyond Evandale's boundaries and returned to the empty rural roads.
I thought that they would,
Doran said.
They would hear it in my voice or realize that I didn't know how to use their television or talk about something I had never heard of before. And I certainly gave them enough opportunities to notice something was wrong. But they didn't.
They couldn't notice something was wrong, Claire said, because there's nothing wrong with you. A hint of laughter slipped into his voice.
Then you are overlooking many, many flaws.
I'm serious. Everyone in that bunker was weird in their own way. Probably everyone left in the world has some oddness about them, including me. Your brand of weirdness